From the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, I am speaking with Aidan Connolly with Alltech. And first of all, Aidan, I think the excitement that has been just growing over so many days and even years at this point, it's finally here.
It is finally here. And I have to say, I wondered what this day was going to be like, and I have not been disappointed. I think certainly the person upstairs has been looking down with us very favorably. We had a nice shower of rain last night, cooled it off. The exhibitors seem to be very happy with the amount of people that are here for the first day. And the nice thing about this is you really get the sense of everybody's enjoying it so much, they're not only going to come back, they're going to be recommending other people to come back. This morning I had the chance to walk through the Alltech experience. What a way to demonstrate what ag is doing. The best parts about what our farmers, what our producers are doing to produce food that's good and healthy, that we the great things we're doing for the environment, and the great story we have to tell. But I also saw the Animal Ag Alliance is here. I saw the University of Kentucky is here. I saw people from feed companies and crop companies. And I think that this is a tremendous opportunity to not only tell our story, but to tell our story to a group of people who own horses, who maybe come from the city, but already have some affinity for livestock and for animal.
Well, this is truly an international event. That was hit home to me when I first checked into the media center, and we've got media representatives, photographers from all over the world in there already, and we're just getting started. As you have had a chance to walk around, describe some of your observations with the people that you've seen, because like you said, maybe we can hear in the background, the activity is really picking up leading up to the opening ceremony.
Well, it has just been packed with people. And you see people who are obviously producers, and you see people that are horse owners, and you see people from cities, and you see people who are rich, and you see people that are not so rich, perhaps ourselves included in that, hopefully. But seriously, I think that that just shows you the cross-section of society that's here. And I think that you mentioned countries. There are 56 countries that are competing here over these 16 days. That says a lot. If you've probably followed, NBC had it on their Today program. CNN are here this morning. We've got all of the major media from all over the world, radio, TV. It's just a hive of activity. And the best part is, again, it's really for an animal health company sponsoring these games. Lots of people saying, what's animal health? Why are you guys here? And it's giving us a unique opportunity to tell the story.
Well, speaking of that, if you can make a comment to how you might describe what this has meant to Alltech at this point. I know that there will be a lot of retrospective once we get through these, 16 days of the games. But really, you've had so much time to work on this and interact with people. What has that meant to the company?
For Alltech, it certainly has opened up new opportunities. Certainly, there are markets we haven't been in before. They're asking questions about who we are. Even companion animals is an area that perhaps we certainly could do more. But I've been interested to see the feedback from our aquaculture display, from people talking about fish farming and what is fish farming and how do we feed people who want to eat fish. So those are great, great, great opportunities for bridging that gap. But I'd say even what the University of Kentucky is doing, what the Animal Ag Alliance is doing, it's bridging this gap between rural and urban, between producers and cities. It's giving access to people, access to stories and an environment that they don't come in contact with normally. And that's truly, truly exciting. I think it's game-changing. I would like to think other companies in agriculture are going to do some of this in the future because we've got a great story to tell.
Well, wonderful. Well, I'm so glad I had a chance to see you and look forward to seeing Dr. Lyons at some point over the course of the coming days to get his perspective as well. So here from the opening day for the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.